prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah in chapter 65, and today we plan to complete the book. The Lord says, "People who never before inquired about me are now seeking me out. Nations who never before searched for me are finding me. But my own people, though I have been spreading out my arms to welcome them all day long, have rebelled. They follow their own evil plans and thoughts. All day long they insult me to my face by worshipping idols in many gardens and burning incense on the rooftops of their homes. At night they go out among the graves and caves to worship evil spirits, and they eat pork and other forbidden foods. And yet they say to one another, 'Don't come too close, you defile me, for I am holier than you.' They stifle me. Day in and day out they infuriate me. See, here is my decree, all written out before me. I will not stand silent. I will repay. Yes, I will repay them. Not only for their sins, but for those of their fathers too, says the Lord, for they have burned incense on the mountains and insulted me upon the hills. I will pay them back in full. But I will not destroy them all, says the Lord, for just as good grapes are found among a cluster of bad ones, and someone will say, 'Don't throw them all away, for there are some good grapes there,' so I will not destroy all Israel, for I have true servants there. I will preserve a remnant of my people to possess the land of Israel. Those I select will inherit it and serve me there. As for my people who have sought me, the plains of Sharon shall again be filled with flocks, and the valley of Achor will be a place to pasture herds. But because the rest of you have forsaken the Lord and his temple and worship gods of fate and destiny, therefore I will destine you to the sword, and your fate shall be a dark one. For when I called you, you didn't answer. When I spoke, you wouldn't listen. You deliberately sinned before my very eyes, choosing to do what you know I despise. Therefore the Lord God says, 'You shall starve, but my servants shall eat. You shall be thirsty while they drink. You shall be sad and ashamed, but they shall rejoice. You shall cry in sorrow and vexation and despair while they sing for joy. Your name shall be a curse word among my people, for the Lord God will slay you and call his true servants by another name. And yet the days will come when all who invoke a blessing or take an oath shall swear by the God of truth, for I will put aside my anger and forget the evil that you did.'" You see, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, so wonderful that no one will even think about the old ones anymore. Be glad, rejoice forever in my creation. Look, I will recreate Jerusalem as a place of happiness, and her people shall be a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and in my people, and the voice of weeping and crying shall not be heard there anymore. No longer will babes die when only a few days old. No longer will men be considered old at 100. Only sinners will die that young. In those days, when a man builds a house, he will keep on living in it. It will not be destroyed by invading armies as in the past. My people will plant vineyards and eat the fruit themselves. Their enemies will not confiscate it. For my people will live as long as trees, and will long enjoy their hard-won gains. Their harvest will not be eaten by their enemies. Their children will not be born as cannon fodder, for they are the children of those the Lord has blessed, and their children too shall be blessed. I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking to me about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw as the ox does, and poisonous snakes shall strike no more. In those days nothing and no one shall be hurt or destroyed in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Throne and earth is my footstool. What temple can you build for me as good as that? My hand has both made earth and skies, and they're mine. And yet I will look with pity on the man who has a humble and contrite heart, who trembles at my word. But those who choose their own way, delighting in their sins, are cursed. God will not accept their offerings. When such men sacrifice an ox on the altar of God, is no more acceptable to him than human sacrifice. If they sacrifice a lamb or bring an offering of grain, it is loathsome to God, as putting a dog or the blood of swine on the altar. When they burn incense to him, he counts it the same as though they blessed an idol. I will send great troubles upon them, and all the things they feared. For when I called them, they refused to answer. When I spoke to them, they would not hear. Instead, they did wrong before my eyes and chose what they knew I despised. Hear the words of God, all you who fear him and tremble at his words. Your brethren hate you and cast you out for being loyal to my name. Glory to God, they scoff. Be happy in the Lord, but they shall be put to shame. What is all the commotion in the city? What is that terrible noise from the temple? It is the voice of the Lord taking vengeance upon his enemies. Who has heard or seen anything as strange as this? For in one day, suddenly, a nation, Israel, shall be born, even before the birth pains come. In a moment, just as Israel's anguish starts, the baby is born, the nation begins. Shall I bring to the point of birth and then not deliver? Asks the Lord your God. No, never. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad with her, all you who love her, you who mourn for her. Delight in Jerusalem, drink deep of her glory, even as an infant at a mother's generous breast. Prosperity shall overflow Jerusalem like a river, says the Lord, for I will send it. The riches of the Gentiles will flow to her. Her children shall be nursed at her breast, carried on her hips, and dandled on her knees. I will comfort you there as a little one is comforted by its mother. When you see Jerusalem, your heart will rejoice. Vigorous health will be yours. All the world will see the good hand of God upon his people and his wrath upon his enemies. For see, the Lord will come with fire and with swift chariots of doom to pour out the fury of his anger and his hot rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord will punish the world by fire and by his sword, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who worship idols that are hidden behind a tree in the garden, feasting thereon pork and mouse and all forbidden meat, they will come to an evil end, says Jehovah. I see full well what they're doing. I know what they're thinking. And so I will gather together all nations and people against Jerusalem, where they shall see my glory. I will perform a mighty miracle against them. I will send those who escape as missionaries to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, Lud, Meshech, Rosh, Tubal, Javan, and the lands beyond the sea that have not heard my fame nor seen my glory. There they shall declare my glory to the Gentiles. They shall bring back all your brethren from every nation as a gift to the Lord, transporting them gently on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and camels to my holy mountain, to Jerusalem, says the Lord. It will be like offerings flowing into the temple of the Lord at harvest time, carried in vessels consecrated to the Lord. I will appoint some of those returning to me to be my priests and Levites, says the Lord. As surely as my new heavens and earth shall remain, so surely shall you always be my people, with a name that shall never disappear. All men shall come to worship me from week to week and month to month. And they shall go out and look at the dead bodies of those who have rebelled against me, for their worm shall never die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be a disgusting sight to all mankind. Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.